B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Samach Gimel. We're going to start from the Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom of the Omud. In today's Daf, today's Sugya, we're going to learn about the Issa of owning Chometz whilst the Korban Pesach was being slaughtered. The Pasuk says in two places. In one place it says, Loi sizbach al chometz dam zivchi v'lo yolin chelev chagiyat boiker. In another Pasuk it says, V'lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi v'lo yolin laboiker zevach chaga Pesach. Whilst the Korban Pesach was being shechted, it was osur to own chometz. Now this Pasuk is clearly directed at the shoichet, Loi sishchat, Loi sizbach. That means the one who's going to actually get the malchus for transgressing this lav is going to be the Sheikhet. And it's not only the Sheikhet. Rashi brings on the Mechilta that it's also the Zoyruk, the one that sprinkles the blood of the Korban Pesach on the Mizbeach, is also included from the Pasuk of Dam Zivchi, is also included in this lav. The question is, who's Chometz? We know the Sheikhet is Chayev. And by the way, Rashi seems to say in this sugya that not only the Sheikhet, but the whole group are considered Sheikhtim, since they are the ones who are, it's incumbent upon them to shecht the Korban Pesach, and the one who's shechting it, so to speak, is doing it on their behalf, they're all considered the Sheikhtim. So whoever's considered Sheikhet is actually transgressing this lav and is going to get Malchus. Or the Sheikhet will get Malchus in any case, and we're soon going to see that inside. The question is, who's Chometz? When the Sheikhet shechts the Korban Pesach, is he chayev only if he himself, the Sheikhet, owns Chometz? Is he chayev even if the Bnei Chabura own Chometz? If the Bnei Chabura, the people registered on this Korban Pesach, own Chometz, then the one that shechts the Korban Pesach has transgressed this lav. Where does the Chometz have to be? Does the Chometz have to be with them in Nazara where the Shechit is taking place, or can it be anywhere? These are all topics that we're going to discuss in today's Shir. Says the Mishnah, HaSheichet es HaPesach, somebody who shechts the Korban Pesach, al HaChometz, on Chometz, which means whilst owning Chometz, Oivur Beloisa says transgressed a lav, and he'll get Malchus. Reb Yehuda Oimir, Af HaTomid. We'll see in the Gemara where we know this from, but Rabbi Yehuda says that even though the Pasuk seems to be directed at the Korban Pesach, that even the Korban Tomid, Shalbeinu Arbayim on Erev Pesach, if it's shechted whilst the Sheikhet owns Chometz, then he has transgressed this lav. Now, that's the first part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Oimer, HaPesach Barbo Osor Lishmoy. Somebody who shechts the Korban Pesach L'Shem Pesach, which means it's a kosher shechita, and he's doing it whilst owning Chometz, Chayev, he's going to be Chayev for shechting on Chometz. V'Sheloi Lishmoy, if on Erev Pesach afternoon he shechts the Korban Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, and it's considered a Pesach Sheloi Lishmo, and we know that even though other korbonos, if they are shechted shloi lishma, they are kosher, the chatos and the pesach, if they are shechted shloi lishma, they are posel. Since it's posel, it's called a shechita she'ena ru'uya. It's a shechita which is not fit, which means it's a shechita that didn't do anything, didn't achieve anything, because the korban is posel. And it's not considered a shechita. So the pasuk that says, lo yishchat al chometz, is not referring to such a sheichet, and potter, he will be potter from this lav. V'shar kol hazvochim, all other korbonis, bein lishmon, bein sheloi lishmon, irrespective of whether they were shechted lishmon, which is for the name of that korban, the way it's supposed to, or not for the name of that korban, then potter, they are potter. Even though it's a shechita ru'uya, which means that, because as we said, all other korbonis, if they are shechted sheloi lishmon, they are kosher. Nonetheless, is potter, and we're going to learn in the Gemara, the makor for this, the source for this, is that the Pasuk is going to teach us that on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, which is the time that the Korban Pesach is kosher, one is only chayev leisishchat al chometz for having chometz whilst shechting the Korban Pesach. However, ubemoyed, on Pesach itself, which is a time which is shaloi bizmane for Korban Pesach, Korban Pesach can only be shechted on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. On Pesach proper, on Pesach itself, you cannot shecht the Korban Pesach. So on Pesach itself, lishmoy, if you shecht the Korban Pesach l'shem Pesach, potter is going to be potter, because a korban Pesach, l'shem Pesach, not on Erev Pesach afternoon, is possible. It's a shchita she'ena ru'uya, lo yishmo shchita. He hasn't transgressed, lo yishchat al chometz. He will have transgressed bal yiroyim bal yimotze. Somebody who owns chometz on Pesach is a serious issa. But here we're just discussing this lav of lo yishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Sheloy lishmoy, if you shech the korban Pesach l'shem shlomim on Pesach, and we know that besides for Erev Pesach afternoon, a korban Pesach that's shechted l'shem shlomim is kosher, and since it's kosher, it's a shchita ru'uya. It's called a shchita, and Reb Shimon holds that Erev Pesach afternoon, as well as on Pesach, this lav of leisishchat al chometz applies, and any korban which is kosher, which is shechted bekashrus on Pesach, is going to be chayev for leisishchat al chometz. All other korban is chayev, is chayev. V'shar, that means it's chayev because it's a Pesach sheloi bezmanoi, they're shechting l'shem shlomim, which is really a shlomim. And Reb Shimon continues, v'shar kol hazvachim, so to all other korbonis, bein lishmon, bein sheloi lishmon, irrespective of whether you shechted them lishmon or sheloi lishmon, either way it's kosher. Since it's kosher, it's a shchita ru'uya. Since it's a shchita ru'uya, he will have transgressed lo yishchat al chometz, and chayev is going to be chayev. Chutz min achatos, besides for korban Pesach that we saw, ubamoyed lishmoi potter, because korban Pesach l'shem Pesach is on Pesach is not called a shchita, it's posel. So to a korban chatos, which is shechted sheloi l'sheshochtu sheloi lishmoi, is considered a shchita she'ena ru'uya, and therefore he has not transgressed the issa of l'sishchat al chometz. Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish, Lo'oilom einei chayev, whoever's chayev, whoever's considered the shoichet, or as we saw from the Mechilta, so too the Zayrek, is chayev atri yehei hachometz. He's only chayev if the chometz belongs to either l'shoichet, the one who shechted it, or l'zayrek, or the one who sprinkled the blood on the Mizbeach. And there's a discussion in the Mefarshim here when the words Oy leZayrek, who is Chayev for Chometz that is owned by the Zayrek? Is the Sheichet Chayev or is the Zayrek Chayev? And that's a discussion in the Mefarshim. We don't need to go into that now. But if the Zayrek owns Chometz, then certainly the Zayrek and possibly even the Sheichet will be Chayev for Leisishchat al Chometz. Oy leEchod mibnei Chabura, if any one of the group who are registered on this Korban Pesach own chometz, then the sheichet, whoever is included in Lois Ishchat, has transgressed the issa. That means the chometz doesn't have to belong to the sheichet, it can belong to anyone in the group as well. That means it's the sheichet who's been over the lav and is the one that will get the malchus. But the chometz, when it says Lois Ishchat al chometz, whose chometz? Even the chometz of the Bnei Chabura. And Rish Lakish says, Reb Shimon ben Lakish says, "V'ad sheyehi imoy ba'azara." When it says leisishchat al chometz, it means that the chometz has to be in the close vicinity of the shchita, which is in the azara in the Beis Hamikdash with them. Reb Yechanan Omar, Reb Yechanan argues on this last detail with Rish Lakish and says, "Afal pi she'ein imoy ba'azara." Even if the chometz is not in the azara with them, nonetheless the sheichet will have been chayev and over this lav, and will possibly get malchus. Says the Gemara, B'mayu kumiflegi, what is the point of the argument? On what point are they arguing, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, whether the chometz that the sheichet will be chayev for is in the Azara with them or not in the Azara with them? And the Gemara is going to have three different suggestions. Says the Gemara, the first one is Ilema ba'al besamuch kumiflegi. They're discussing whether the word al, on, does it mean in close proximity of? Because it says in the pasuk, lo sishchat al chometz, don't shech the korban on chometz. Does the word al mean in close proximity of, and that would mean that the chometz is in the azara? Or no? The Reb Shimon ben Lakish sova al besamuch. Reb Shimon ben Lakish says that the word al means close by, and therefore he says va'ad sheyei imoy ba'azara. Reb Yechanan sova lo yibainon al besamuch, and Reb Yechanan says no. Al does not necessitate being close by, and therefore, even if it's not with him in the Azara, he will be chayev. Says the Gemara, that would be a nice explanation, But it's a problem. We don't need Reichnan and Rish Lakish to be arguing here about this point. If this is what they're arguing about, we would know that this is what they argue about even without recording it, because they argue elsewhere already whether al means basamuch or not. The Tnan we learnt in a Mishnah. Hashoichet toida lifnim. And here we have to understand like this. A korban toida was made of two parts. It was made of the animal part that was shechted and put on the mizbeach, part of it, and it was made of the lechem, the breads. There were 40 breads, 10 of them were chometz, 30 of them were matzahs, four different types of breads of lechomim. Each type had 10 lechem. Those were the lachmei toida. These lachmei toida, at first, when the person was hooked to shubepeh, when he verbalized, these breads are breads of toida, then they have become kedusha, but only kedushas domim. That means it belongs to hektish. It's associated to hektish. One's not allowed to eat them. One's not allowed to derive benefit from them. But they are not, they don't have kedushas aguf. And there's a number of halachic ramifications to that. For example, if they became tomei, if something is only kodesh kedushas domim, that means the value of it belongs to Hektish. If it became Tomei, you can redeem them and they become Chulin. And however, if Kedushas Haguf, a korban, for example, when it becomes the Kedushas Haguf, if they become Tomei, Yoitzim Lebeis Hasreifa, you have to burn them, you cannot redeem them. And at what point do the Lachmei Toida become Kedushas Haguf? Only when the korban is shechted. When the korban is shechted, the shechitas korban makes the breads become kodesh kedusha saguf. Another difference will be that something which is kodesh kedusha saguf, then if a tvul yoim touches them, or mechusap kippurim, or if they're left overnight, lino, if it's kedusha saguf, it would be a problem, etc. So that question is, what happens if these breads are outside the Beis HaMikdash when the korban toida is shechted? Do we say that they can become kodosh, kedushas haguf, or not? So it says in the Mishnah like this, Hashoichet toido lifnim. If somebody shechts the korban toido inside the Beis HaMikdash, which is where he's supposed to shecht it, v'lachma chutz lachoimo. But when the korban toido was shechted, the breads were outside the walls, lo kedesh halechem. The breads will not receive the kedushas haguf. Mai chutz lachoimo. What does it mean the breads are outside the walls? Which walls? Rabbi Yechanan Omar chutz lechoimas beis pagi. Rabbi Yechanan says that outside the walls of beis pagi. Beis pagi was the outermost part of Yerushalayim. And we know that the korban toida is kochim kalim. The breads of the korban toida and the parts of the korban toida can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. And if these breads were outside Yerushalayim, which is outside the walls of the outermost place in Yerushalayim called Beis Pagi, then the korban, the breads will not become kodesh kedushas haguf. However, if they're anywhere in Yerushalayim, even though they're not in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash, they will become kodesh kedushas haguf. Aval chutz lechoimas ha'azara. If they're just outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, but within the walls of Yerushalayim, kodesh, they do become kodesh kedushas haguf. V'lo bo'inon al besamuch. And even though it says al, it does not need to be in close proximity. It doesn't need to be in the Beis HaMikdash. And the posuk by the toida says, "Vehikriv al zevach ha-toida chalos matzos," etc. So the posuk says al regarding the association between the lachmei toida and the korban toida. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, al does not need to be somuch close by, and the breads can be anywhere in Yerushalayim. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omar, afilu chutz lechoimas hazara loy kodesh. Reish Lakish says, even if the breads are anywhere in Yerushalayim, if they're not within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash in the Hazara, the breads do not become kedushas haguf. Alma ba'inon al besomuch. So you see that Reish Lakish learns that al means it has to be close by. And since that Mishnah there in Menachos, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is already telling us, that means that the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish there in Menachos already teaches us whether al besomuch or not al besomuch, it wouldn't have to be another Machlokes here regarding the chometz of Loisishchat al chometz. Elo says the Gemara, a second explanation to the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Elo ba'asroas sofik komifligi. They're arguing here regarding Hasra Sofik. Now we know that for somebody to get Malkus, he has to be warned by two Edim. Two witnesses have to say, we saw this person about to do the Avera, we warned him and told him exactly what the consequences would be, which Avera he's transgressing, what punishment he's going to get, he'll get Malkus. And nonetheless, he couldn't care. He said, I'm doing the Avera anyway. And these two witnesses bring this person to Beis Din, and then he gets his punishment. He gets his Malkus. Now, what happens if at the time that they warned this person, then it was not yet clear immediately afterwards whether he would or would not be transgressing this Issa? Or even at the time of the Hasra, it's not always clear. And that's the Machlekas. Do we say Hasra Sofik is called Hasra, which means even though when I warned the person, it was not 100% clear, if it later transpires that indeed he transgressed the Issa, he'll get the punishment? Or do we say no? Since the warning was not done on a certainty basis, it was done on a doubt basis, therefore the warning is not considered a warning and he will not get his punishment, even if it becomes clear that he did the Issa. Over here, what's going on here? Where you've got the person who had chometz, and now you're saying, Sishchat al chometz, you see somebody about to shecht the Korban Pesach, and you tell him, if you have chometz in your home, or you have chometz, or you had chometz in your home, don't shecht the Korban Pesach. Well, maybe the chometz has been destroyed by now. You don't know now that if I actually shecht now, I'm going to transgress the Issa, because you don't know now whether the chometz in my home is still existing or not. If the chometz is here with him in the Azorah, we can see the chometz, and then it's not called Hasra Sofik, and that will be the machlekas. That means Rabbi Yechon Resh Lakish, who says that the chometz has to be with him in the Azara, says Hasra Sofik is not Hasra. Rabbi Yechon, who says that he's chayev even if the chometz is not with him, holds Hasra Sofik is called a Sofik. Says the Gemara, no, that also doesn't work. We already find elsewhere that Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish argued exactly in this point. It wouldn't be necessary for them to be arguing here again. De Itmar, we learnt as follows. Shvua she'oichel kikar ozeh hayom. If somebody makes a shvua, a vow, that committing himself to eat this loaf today, and then two Edim come and they warn him, if you don't eat this loaf today, you're going to get Malkus, because you've transgressed an Issav, lo Isissa. You made a Shvua, Leshav, or Lesheker. So at the time that they warned him, they don't know if he's going to transgress the Issa. That depends if he's going to eat the bread today. The day is still long. So it's Asra Sofik. It transpired that indeed he didn't eat the bread. He did transgress this lav. The question is, can we give him Malkus based on that warning if at the time of the warning it didn't become immediately clear whether he would or wouldn't transgress the Avera? Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish Omra Tarvayu Einei Leika. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish say that he doesn't get Malkus, but for different reasons. And from the different reasons, we see that one holds of Asra Sofik, one not. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Einei Leika. Rabbi Yochanan says that the reason he doesn't get Malkus, Mishum Dehavilei Lav She'ein Boi Maisa, because the way to transgress this lav, this prohibition of not making a Shvuas Sheker like this, if he says, I'm making a Shvuah, a vow, a promise that I'm going to eat something, how do you transgress that? By doing nothing, by being passive, by not eating. A lav that you transgress by being passive is not punishable by Malkus. The chol lav she'ein boi maisa, ein leikin olav. Aval hasra sofik, shmo hasra. Rabbi Yochanan holds that as far as the hasra is concerned, the warning was a perfect warning. That's not the issue. The problem is that the way he transgressed it was passively, not actively, and therefore he doesn't get Malkus. Resh Lakish Omar, Resh Lakish argues and says the reason is not because of Lav She'ein Boi Maisa, Ein Eloika Mishum Davale Asra Asofik. Resh Lakish says that the reason that he doesn't get Malkus is because when he was warned it was Asra Asofik. V'Asra Asofik, Lo Shema Asra. It's not called a warning, and without a warning you don't get punished. Avalav She'ein Boi Maisa, Resh Lakish holds as far as getting Malkus on a lav that you transgressed by being passive, Loikin Olav, you can get Malkus for such a lav. So that's also not a comfortable explanation with Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish to say they're arguing whether Hasra Sofik or not. So then comes back the issue. What is the discussion Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish here? Omri, they said, La'olam ba'al b'samuch k'miflegi. We're going back to the first option. Indeed, they're arguing whether the word al, loisishchat al chometz, does the word al mean in close proximity of or not? But we asked a question that they already argue about this regarding the closeness that the breads of the Korban Toidah have to be to the Korban Toidah when the Korban Toidah is shechted, and that will determine whether the breads became Kedushas Haguf. Utsricha, the Gemara says, I need the argument in both places. The fact they argued there would not suffice to tell us they're arguing the same way here. It could be that they're just arguing here, it could be they're just arguing there. How? If Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish would only be arguing here, whether the al of le sishchat al chometz means in close proximity or not, havamina I may have thought, maybe only regarding chometz, Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't need it to be in close proximity of, mishum de isruhu, because the whole issue is that it's osa to shecht the korban, you have chometz. It's an isser. The chometz is an isser. It's also to own the chometz while shechting. And this, v'chol heicha de asya, asya. It doesn't matter where it is. As long as you're owning the chometz, you'll be chayev. So Rabbi Yochanan says, in this context, al doesn't necessarily have to mean besamuch. Aval le'inyan mekadish lechem, but in order for the breads to become kodesh kedusha saguf, loy kodesh elo bifnim. It could be that it's not so much to do with how close it is to the korban tomid, as in closeness, but it has to be within the azara. Because if it's not within the azara, it will not get kedusha saguf. Eima moideleilu Rish Lakish, maybe he'll agree to Rish Lakish that in that context, de ba'inon al basamuch. And why would that be different? De I isa gavoi, if the breads are inside the Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh, they become Kodesh. V'iloi, but if the breads are not in the Beis HaMikdash, loi Kodesh. And why would we say that? Why is it different to the Issa of Chometz? Midi dehava aklei shoris. Because we find regarding klei shoris, that the klei shoris also make whatever's inside it Kodesh, Kedusha, Saguf, and it's only something that's inside the clay shoris that becomes Kodesh Kedusha Saguf, not something that just touches it even from the outside. And therefore, maybe here too, regarding Kedusha Saguf, it has to be contained within the Kedusha, within the Beis HaMikdash. So we may have thought that in that context, Al means Besamuch, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to tell us that even in the case of the Lachmei Toida, it doesn't matter if it's not in the Beis HaMikdash, it's enough that it's in Yerushalayim. Tzricha. That's why I need Rabbi Yochanan over there. V'yosh minon le'inyon mekadish lechem. And if we say, so just tell us about the machlokes regarding the breads of the Toidah, and we'll know the same will apply to chometz. Have a minute, no, I may have thought, b'hach ko'omer Rish Lakish, for this is where Rish Lakish will be an issue. If they only argue regarding the Lachmei Toidah, I may have thought that Rish Lakish says only regarding Lachmei Toidah de ba'inon al besamuch, that al means besamuch in that context, because in order for the breads to become Kodesh Kedusha Saguf, we need it to be inside the Beis HaMikdash. Di isyo gavoyi Kodesh, if the breads are inside the Beis HaMikdash, they become Kodesh. V'iloy, and if not, loy Kodesh, they will not become Kodesh. But and I may have thought, avo le'inyon chometz, maybe regarding chometz, moide le'ilu Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish will agree to Rabbi Yochanan, de loy ba'inon al basamuch, that the al in that context does not need to be in close proximity of. Why? The isurahu, because since it's just an issa, it's not kedusha that needs to be inside a Kedusha place in order to become Kodesh Kedusha Saguf. Is just an Issa to own the Chometz. V'chol heicha de Asya, Asya. And wherever the Chometz is, that's where it is. It doesn't matter where it is. Tzricha, that's why we need Rish Lakish by us to tell us, even here, it needs to be Al Besomuch, and the Chometz has to be with him in the Azara at the time of the Shechita in order for him to get the Malkus on Leisishchat Al Chometz. Continues the next Gemara. Boi minei Reb Oishia Mirab Ami. And this is something which we saw before, right at the beginning of the Gemara, that this was clear to Rish Lakish, but it was not so clear to Rabbi Oishia. Rabbi Oishia asked Rav Ami the following question. Ein loy l'sheichet v'yesh lo le'echod mebnei chabura. It says lo sishchat al chometz. You're shechting? Make sure you don't own chometz. You the shechet. What happens if one of the bnei chabura have chometz? Does the shechet go? Has he transgressed the is of lo sishchat? So the first line, top of line of this amud, Rish Lakish said explicitly, oy le'echod mebnei chabura. But this wasn't so clear to Rabbi Ishiya. So Rabbi Ishiya asked Rav Ami, what's the halacha if one of the bnei chabura, one of the group registered on this korban, have chometz? Do we say that the shechet is chayev? Mahu, what's the halacha? Omer le, Rav Ami answered to Rav Ishiya, miksiv lo sishchat al chemtzucha? Does the pasuk say, don't shecht on your chometz, talking to the shechet? No, the sishchat al chometz ksiv, it says, don't shecht on chometz, even if the chometz is not yours. Omer le, so Rabbi Ishiya asked Rav Ami back, yihachi afilu le'echod b'soif ha'ilam nami. If so, if you're telling me don't shecht on chometz, then even if anybody, even somebody who's not part of this group, if he has chometz in the Azara, it should be a problem that he should be chayev. Because it says al chometz. It doesn't say who's chometz. Omer li. So Rav Ishiya answered back, Omer kro, the pasuk says, loy sishchat, the pasuk goes as follows, loy sishchat al chometz dam zivchi, v'loy yolin la boiker zeva chadga pesach. That in one pasuk there's two lavim. One, lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi, don't shecht the korban pesach on chometz. Another one, v'lo yonin naboika zeva chag pesach, don't leave over the pesach till the morning. You're not allowed to leave korban pesach, no leftovers till the morning. So the Gemara says that we compare the issa of lo sishchat to the lo yolin. Lo sishchat al chometz, hanoch de kaim yoleo mishum ba lo yolin. Which chometz are you not allowed to shecht the korban pesach on? Only the chometz belonging to somebody who is associated to the prohibition of leaving over. Who needs to be careful not to leave over korban pesach? The group that this korban pesach belongs to, they have to make sure to eat the korban pesach before the morning. And since the loyolin is incumbent upon this group, it's only the chometz belonging to the bnei chabura which will make the shechet b'chayev and not chometz belonging to anyone else. Continues the Gemara, Omar of Papa, Hilkoch, now that Rav Ami has told us that we make some connection between the beginning of the pasuk that says lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi and the end of the pasuk that says v'lo yolin naboika zeva chag pesach, and he said it there to Rav Ishiya regarding whose chometz the sheichet will be chayev on, that he's not only chayev on his own chometz, he's also chayev on the chometz of any of the bnei chabura who it's incumbent upon them to make sure that lo yolin laboika zeva chag pesach, there are no leftovers of the korban pesach. So Rav Papa says, so too regarding the other pasuk, there's another pasuk that says lo sizbach al chometz dam zivchi, and then the pasuk says v'lo yolin chaylev chagi ad boiker, that the fats may not be left over till the morning, and it's got to be offered up onto the Mizbeach before the end of that night. So too, Omer of Papa, Hilkoch, Koyin hamakter es achilev, the Koyin who it's incumbent upon him to put these fats onto the Mizbeach, and he's the one that has to make sure that these fats don't get left till the morning, after which they will have been loyolin chilev chagi ad boiker, that makter is also himself going to be over beloy saaseh. That even though before we were talking about the chometz of those who are v'lo yolin naboike zeva chaga pesach, here we're talking about who is going to be over, that v'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker, not only the sheichet, not only the zoyrek, as the Mechilta learns from Dam Zivchi, but also the person who is incumbent upon him, v'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker, which is the Koyin, that if he offers up these fats whilst he himself owns chometz, that he's going to transgress this iser of loisizbach al chometz dam zivchi. Hoyel v'yeshnoi Omer of Papa Hilkoch Koyin amakter es achilev over beloisase hoyel v'yeshnoi bechlal halonas imurim, since he is included in the lav or in making sure that the imurim, the fats, do not get left till the morning, he's also going to transgress this issa. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavaseder of Papa, we actually found a brisa that says the same, that even the one who is offering up the fats onto the Mizbeach is also going to transgress this issa of Lo Sishchat al Chometz. It says in the brisa, Hasheichet es a Pesach al hachometz. If somebody shechts the korban Pesach on chometz, as we've seen, oiver beloisase, he's transgressed the law that we've been talking about in the whole daf today. Eimosai, when is the sheichet going to be chayev? That means on whose chometz is he chayev? Bizman shehu le sheichet, when the chometz belongs either to the sheichet, oy le zayrek, or to the one who's sprinkling the blood, oy le echad b'bnei chabura, or as we saw before, even if the chometz belongs just to one of the b'nei chabura, he's also going to be chayev. Hayo le echad b'seifa oylam, if there was chometz there in the Azara that belonged to somebody else, not part of the group, and not associated to this korban, ein zokuk lo, it doesn't matter, we don't care about that chometz. Ve'echod ha-sheichet, now we're discussing who is transgressing this issa. Obviously the sheichet, it says lo sishchat. Ve'echod ha-zayrek, this we learned from the mechilta, from Dam Zivchi, that we learn out that even the one that sprinkles the blood is also included in this issa. Ve'echod ha-makdir, like Rav Papa said, the one that is putting the fats onto the mizbeach is also over this lav, chayev is going to be chayev. But since it's only somebody who's being sheichet or zoveach the korban, or somebody who is in the bracket of a loyolin, aval hamoilek esa'if, somebody who's doing malika. Malika is it's a form of shechita, but it's not really shechita. It's done from the back of the neck of the bird, not from the front. And that's what the way they would bring the bird offerings would be doing malika. That somebody who does malika to the bird, which is a form of shechita, but not a regular shechita, and it clearly never applies to Korban Pesach. That means there's 2 points here. Number one, it's moilek, it's not shechita. Number two is talking about a bird offering. It's clearly not the Korban Pesach. It must be one of the chatois of the Mechusa Kippurim, where they would bring birds. We've learned about this on Daf Nun Tes. Bar Bo Osor, that somebody who's Moilik Es Oif on the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon, Eino Oiver Beloi Klum. He hasn't transgressed the Issa of Lo Sishchat Al Chometz. And we'll soon see whether the issue is because it's Malika, it's not Shechita, or whether it's Shar Korbonois, it's not Korban Pesach, and then the Gemara is soon going to speak about that. So here you had the Braisa that says that even the Makdir, the one that offered the fats onto the Mizbeach, is also Chayev on this Issa of Leisishchat v'Leisizbach al Chometz. Now the Gemara is asking a contradiction of a couple of aspects that we just saw in this Braisa. Uraminu, another Braisa, Hasheichet es ha-Pesach al ha-Chometz, if somebody shechts the Korban Pesach whilst owning Chometz, over b'loisase. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af, Hatomid, the one who shechts the korban tomid shel bein arba'im, is also over this issa, and we saw these two opinions in our mission already. Omru loy, the chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, loy omru elo bepesach, that why do you, Rabbi Yehuda, say that even the one who shechts the korban tomid has transgressed the issa of loy sishchat al chometz? No, the issa of loy sishchat al chometz only applies to korban pesach, not to korban tomid. Elo bepesach bilvad. The Braisa continues, Eimosai, when is he over? On whose chometz? Bizman sheyesh l'sheichet, oy l'zayrek, oy l'echod b'mnei ha-chabura. When either the sheichet or the zayrek or any of the group have chometz. Hayo l'echod m'seif ha-ilom, ein zakuk loy, but if the chometz doesn't belong to the sheichet, the zayrek, or anybody in the group, we're not concerned about that chometz. That's the first part of the braisa. The second part of the braisa, ve'echod ha-sheichet, ve'echod ha-zayrek, the sheichet is chayev, the zayrek is chayev, as we've seen. Ve'echod ha-moilek, here it says explicitly that even the moilek, ve'echod ha-mazeh, mazeh is the sprinkling of the blood in reference to a bird korban, chayev is going to be chayev. Avol, however, somebody is koimetz tetzah mincha, the one on a korban mincha, If somebody brings a korban mincha and the kohen takes the fistful of the mincha and that's going to go onto the mizbeach, the koimetz mincha, that's not called sheichet by any stretch of the word. It's no form of shechita here. Eino over beloisa say he's not transgressed the issa of loisishchat al chometz. Hamakdir es ha'imurim, and here's explicit mention of the one that puts the fats onto the mizbeach. Eino over beloisa say he's not transgressed the lav of Leisishchat al-Chometz. So the Gemara says, Kashya Malika Amalika. We've got a contradiction. In the first braisa, it said, Aval Hamalika Sa'if Barbos or Eina Oiva Balaisase. In the second braisa, it said, Echod HaSheichet, Echod HaZeirik, Echod HaMalik. Kashya Haktora, Haktora. We also have a contradiction regarding the one that's putting the fats on the Mizbeach. In the first braisa, it said, Echod HaSheichet, Echod HaZeirik, Echod HaMaktir, Chayev. In the second braisa, it says, HaMaktir HaSaimurim, Eina Oiva Balaisase. So we have a contradiction regarding the Malika and a contradiction regarding the Haktorah. Says the Gemara, Ulata Meich, you're asking me a contradiction between the two brises. But how are you learning the second brisa? Forget the first brisa for a minute. Let's just look at the second brisa itself. Tikshi lecho hi gufa. You can ask a contradiction within the brisa itself. Why? Diktoni, it says in the Braisa, Loi Omru Elo BePesach Bilvad. First it says at the beginning of the Braisa, Omru Loi Omru Elo BePesach Bilvad. In contrast to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even the one that shechts the Korban Tomid is over on Oisishchat al Chometz if he has Chometz, but the Chachomim said no, only shechting a Korban Pesach can transgress the Issa of Oisishchat al Chometz. And a line later it says, V'hodar toni echod ha-sheichet v'echod ha-zeirik v'echod ha-moilik v'echod ha-mazeh. It says that even the moilik, the one who is shechting, so to speak, the bird, or the one who's squeezing or is sprinkling the blood of the bird onto the mizbeach, is also oiver. Well, that's not a korban pesach. That's other korbonis. So how can on the one hand you say only korban pesach is chayev, and then you're going to say that the moilik and the mazeh is also chayev? That doesn't apply to Korban Pesach. Elo says the Gemara as follows. Before we start, we have to assume both brises are the opinion of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon said in our Mishnah, we saw in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rab Shimon said that there's a difference between Yud Dalet and Tezvov. That means Yud Dalet in the afternoon and the whole of Pesach, B'moyed. If it's Erev Pesach, only shechting a kosher korban Pesach will be included in the issa of Loisishchat al Chometz. However, all other korbonis, according to Rab Shimon, will be chayev on Pesach. That means any kosher shchitov, any kosher korban, where the sheichet owns chometz, the sheichet will have transgressed Loisishchat al Chometz. So both brises are Rab Shimon. Havah Rab Shimon. So Malika Malika Loikashya. When the first Braisa says that when he's Aval Hamoilika Sa'if is it says explicitly Barba Osar is talking about an Erev Pesach. Well, on Shaar Korbonis, the issue is not the Moiluk. He holds that Moiluk is called Shchita. However, since it's talking about Erev Pesach, Barba Osar, and therefore and it's clearly not Korban Pesach, it's another Korban, any other Korban besides for Korban Pesach is not included in Eisishchat al Chometz, and therefore Einoiver Beloi Klum. Can Barba Osar, can, but the second Braisa that says Echod HaZeirik VeEchod HaMoilik is Chayev, is talking about Becholoi Shel Moed, is talking about the rest of Pesach. The rest of Pesach, any other Korban, if you, the person doing the Avoida or the Zrika, is the Shchita or the Zrika has Chometz, he's Chayev. So the second part of the second Braisa is not a contradiction to the first Braisa. It just depends when the first Braisa explicitly is talking about the 14th. The second Braisa is talking about the 15th. V'idi v'idi Reb Shimon here, and both Braisas are Reb Shimon, and the Mefroshim discuss why the Gemara repeats these five words again. Haktora v'haktora nami lo ikashya. Let's get back to the other contradiction. In the second Braisa it said explicitly that Hamakdir Esayimurim is not over, and in the first braisa it says that the maktir is over. Nami lo ikashya, we can answer that. Tanoihi, there's actually machleikas, two different tanoim of the braisas, they both hold of Rab Shimon, but they had a different argument. De'ika de makish haktora l'shchita, ve'ikaman de lo makish. That this, what we saw before from Rav Ami, the Rav Ami said that we compare the loyolin to the loisishchat, and Rav Papa said that Asheichet, Rav Papa learnt from the fact that we compare the two, that the person who is chayev, who is responsible to make sure that the fats get put on that night, loyolin chaylev chagiyad boiker, he's also included in the issa of loisishchat al chometz. That's a machlekes tanoim in the first brisa. That says explicitly that the Makdir is Chayev, obviously says that we do compare the Shchita to the Loyolin. And the second Braisa that says a Makdir is Emurim is not Chayev is obviously not learning what Rav Ami said. So the Gemara's explained the question Malika Amalika. The Gemara's explained Haktorah Haktorah. What the Gemara hasn't explicitly explained is the contradiction that in the second Braisa it says explicitly that Lo Omru Elo BePesach Bilvad, that you only chayev, and this is the second Braisa, you only chayev if for the Korban Pesach itself if you have chometz, and In the same Braisa, it talks about the Moilik and the Mazeh. So it's true that the Braisa said, the Gemara said, how do we answer this contradiction in the Braisas, that the end of the second Braisa that says Echod HaMoilik, Echod HaMazeh, is going on Reb Shimon, and is not talking about the 14th of Nisan. And the first Braisa says explicitly, HaMoilik HaSoif, Barba Osor. But Rashi adds one extra point, that the first line of this second Braisa that says, Le Omru Elo BaPesach Bilvad, which is what the Gemara said was an issue here, there's a contradiction within the Braisa, Rashi explains that it must be that the first half of this Braisa is only talking about the 14th, like the first Braisa. So the whole second Braisa, Sheichet HaPesach, etc., right through till the words Ein Zokuk Loi, is talking about the 14th of Nisan. And that's why it's only Chayev if you Shech the Korban Pesach, not the Korban Tomid. Talking about the 14th. From the words Ve'echod HaSheichet, Ve'echod HaZeirek, from there it's talking about the 15th. And therefore, Ve'echod HaMoilik, Ve'echod HaMazeh is Chayev. The Moilik and Mazeh, which is Shar Korbonis, according to Reb Shimon, is Chayev, even from the 15th, which means even on Yom Tov, the whole Yom Tov, not on Erev Yom Tov. However, Makdir is Eimurim, according to the second Braisa, he's not over. That's because this Tanov, this second Braisa, doesn't hold of what Rav Ami said to Rav Oishia, that we compare the Loyolin to the Loisishchat, and therefore doesn't hold of what Rav Papa said, consequent to that, that the Kohen HaMakdir is chayev because we compare the loisizbach al chometz to the loyolin chaylev chagi, and therefore hamakter es emurim will not be chayev. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afa tomid v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says that even the one that shechts the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im on erev Pesach afternoon, if he has chometz, he has transgressed the isav loisishchat al chometz. Says the Gemara, my tamid Rabbi Yehuda. What's the source of Rabbi Yehuda to that even the korban tomid will be chayev? Says the Gemara, Omer lecha, the pasuk says loisizbach al chometz dam zivchi, that we learn out from the word zivchi zevach hamayuchadli, that it's the korban that is unique to me. Hashem says that this korban that's unique to me, make sure you don't have chometz when you're shechting it. Umayniu, which korban is unique to me? Tomid is talking about the korban tomid, that they're also, that shechting the korban tomid on erev Pesach in the afternoon is going to be involved in the issa of leisishchat al chometz and dam zivchi. Continues the Gemara. Reb Shimon oimer haPesach barbaos or v'chulu. We saw the opinion of Reb Shimon was that shechting the korban Pesach, either shechting or being zayrek or the maktir, as we saw before, korban Pesach which is kosher on erev Pesach in the afternoon, that's where the leisishchat al chometz applies. On Pesach itself, where there's also an Issa Chometz, there's no Korban Pesach. You don't bring Korban Pesach on Pesach. So shechting any Korban on Pesach, when the Sheichet or the Zayrek or the Maktir, according to what we saw before, doesn't and has Chometz, they will be over. That was the opinion of Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, my tam de Reb Shimon. What's the source of Reb Shimon? Number one, that other korbanos are also included in Leisishchat al Chometz, and number two, that's exclusively for on Pesach, not on Erev Pesach. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, as we've mentioned previously, it speaks about this Isser twice. Zivchi, Zivchi. It says once in the Pasuk, Leisizbach al Chometz dam Zivchi. It says in another Pasuk, Leisishchat al Chometz dam Zivchi. Why doesn't it just say once? Trezim le twice. Why doesn't it just say once? Loi sizbach, or loi sizbach, loi sishchat, or loi sizbach al chometz dam zivchai in Loshen Rabim, if that's what you want to say. All my korbonis. Why does it say zivchi and zivchi? Kori bei zevach zivchi. Take the yud of one of them, because it could have said loi sishchat al chometz dam zevach, the korban. And take that second yud and put it, take that yud and put it together with the other yud, and then in one place it will say zevach, loi sishchat al chometz dam zevach, and the other place it will so to speak be dam zvochai, my many korbonis. It means dam zivchi means my korban. It could have just said the korban or my many korbonis. What do you mean? So the Gemara says, turn the zivchi into zevach, turn the second zivchi into zevochai, my many korbonis. Lemay hilchas to polginu rachmonon me'adodi. Why did the pasuk then, if that's how we're learning, that you're turning zivchi to zevach and zivchi to zvochai, why doesn't it just say once? Lesishchat al chometz dam zvochai, all my korbonis. It separates zevach, loshen yochid, singular tense, and zvochai in plural. It seems that there's two brackets of loisishchat, of this lav. One replies to just one korban, and one applies to all the korbonis. Lemay hilchas apalginu rachmona me'adodi. Why does the Torah separate the two? V'loi kosav zvochai. Lemayma to teach us that bizman de'ika zevach, at the time where there is a single zevach, a korban pesach, where you can be chayev, which is on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, loy mechayev azvochai. At that point, you will not be chayev for shechting all the other korbonis whilst owning chometz. Bizman de'leka zevach. However, on the rest of Pesach, where there isn't Issa chometz, but there's no korban Pesach, mechayev azvochai, you'll be chayev for shechting any other korban whilst owning chometz. And obviously that's besides for being chayev for owning chometz on Pesach. Continues the Gemara, ubemoyed lishmoy potur, that v'chulu, that if you shech the korban Pesach l'shem Pesach whilst owning chometz, and you do this on Pesach, you're going to be potter. Why? Because the korban Pesach on Pesach l'shem Pesach is posel. If it's posel, it's called a shchita she'ini ru'uyo. It's not called a shchita. If it's not a shchita, you haven't transgressed lo yisishchat al chometz. Says the Gemara, Tama, the only reason that the time the shaloi lishmoi, because what does it say there? It says that if you shech the korban Pesach shaloi lishmoi, that means you shech the korban Pesach l'shem shlomim on the rest of Pesach, then you're going to be chayev. Because a Pesach l'shem shlomim, any time besides for Erev Pesach afternoon, is kosher. If it's kosher, you're going to be chayev. It's all the other korbonis. We said, according to Reb Shimon, the rest of Pesach, you're chayev for shechting any korban, providing it's a kosher shechita. So the Gemara says, Taimu de shaloi lishmoi, that the only reason on Pesach that you're chayev is if you shech the korban Pesach explicitly, not for the sake of Pesach, just for the sake of a shlomim, then it's kosher. Pesach l'shem shlomim is kosher, and therefore you're chayev. Ha'ostoma. What happens if you shech this korban Pesach on Pesach with no particular intention? You didn't think Pesach and you didn't think shlomim. It seems from the words that the Mishnah says that you're only chayev if you shech the korban Pesach on Pesach l'shem shlomim, which means shaloi lishmoi, explicitly not for the sake of Pesach. It seems that if you have no explicit intention, you're going to be potter. Why? Because we're going to take it for granted that you're shechting the korban Pesach for the sake of korban Pesach. And shechting korban Pesach for Pesach on Pesach is possible. And that's why you're potter from Nesishchat al chometz. Asks the Gemara, why? Amai? Pesach b'shaya mois hashono shlomim hava. Do we not know that the korban Pesach any time of the year besides for Erev Pesach afternoon is considered a shlomim? So Shomus Mineh, you're going to prove from here that Pesach b'shaya mois hashono boya akira, that korban Pesach the whole year round, where we know it has the status of shlomim, it's only going to have the status of shlomim if you actually and actively and explicitly have in mind shaloi lishmoi, not for the sake of Pesach, rather for the sake of shlomim, you need to unroot, boyakir, you have to uproot the intention of Pesach in order for it to be a shlomim. That's what it seems in our Mishnah. Because if not, even if you have no explicit intention, since it's a shlomim, we'll just assume that you meant to shecht it for a shlomim, and it will be kosher, and if you have chometz, you'll have transgressed loisishchat al chometz. Then the Mishnah says no, the Mishnah says you're only chayev for chometz if you explicitly uproot the intention of Pesach. Says the Gemara, no. It could be Omer B'chia Bar Gamda. B'chia Bar Gamda said that Nizra Komi Pia Chabura, the entire group of people who are learning Torah, we all together came up with exactly the same idea. V'omru, and they said, K'goyin Shehoyu Bailim T'meimeis V'nitchim LePesach Sheni D'Stom Elishum Pesach Koi. They say no. The truth is that at Pesach the whole year, the stoma is L'Shem Shlomim. Even if you have in mind no intention whatsoever, you just don't think not about Pesach, not about Shlomim, the stoma is Shlomim. However, there's one type of Korban Pesach which, even though it's not Erev Pesach in the afternoon, the stoma is that it's for Korban Pesach, even though Pesach Shlei Bizmanoi is Shlomim. What would that be? That's if this Korban Pesach is being kept for Pesach Sheni. That means that the owners, this group became Tomei, the people who owned this Korban Pesach became Tomei, Shehoyu Bainim Tmei Meis, V'nitchin LePesach Sheni, and they were now moved to the second Pesach on the 14th of Iyar. They have to bring a Korban Pesach. T'stomei L'shum Pesach Koi, this Korban Pesach that was dedicated to be a Korban Pesach for the 14th of Nisan. Now they all have to bring Pesach Sheni. In that case, we take it for granted that if anyone shechts this Korban, it's for Pesach, because it's not been totally shoved away from Korban Pesach. A normal Korban Pesach, once it's not Pesach, after Pesach, or after the Erev of Pesach, of course it's got to be a Shlomim. And I'll even add to that, that it cannot be a Korban Pesach next year, because it will be more than a year old. So we take it for granted it's a Shlomim. But this Korban Pesach, which is now been slated for Pesach Sheni, it's still considered a Korban Pesach, and shechting on Pesach, if you don't have explicit intention l'shem Shlomim, it's going to be l'shem Pesach. Since it's not Erev Pesach, it's going to be Pasul, and that's why it's Potter. However, if you had in mind explicitly l'shem Shlomim, then the Shechita was kosher, and he'll have transgressed l'sishchat al-chometz. And in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.